the executive director of the Art Association, and I'm excited to be here today to tell people about it. You'd be amazed how many people in our own community don't realize what a gem we have downtown.
Yeah, yeah. And it's grown, too. I mean, it's just recently, it seems like you've expanded the space on West 6th Street.
Yes. So we originally got our first building at 92 West 6th Street in 1979. And then just recently, within the last couple years, expanded west to the building west of us. And so now we have a classroom on the main floor. We have an expanded space for our Emporium gift shop and lots more storage space. So we are tickled and so excited to have that beautiful building for our exhibit.
Have you run out of space yet?
No. Well, I mean, the bigger the closet, the more clothes you get, right?
So, exactly.
Yeah.
So where'd you come from?
Yes. So as far as the Art Association, our history is we had 9 founding members in 1960. They started doing art downtown. They would paint, they would go out downtown, they would meet at different gathering spaces, and then they formally formed the club and formed us as a 501c3. So we are a formal charity organization, and we rely a lot on our members to support us and to be part of our organization and part of our programming.
Okay. So you, where'd you come from though, before this?
Oh, me personally. Yes.
Yeah,
so So I grew up here in Fremont.
Okay.
And graduated from Fremont High, went to Creighton in Omaha, and ended up staying there in Omaha. I started working for Interiors Joan and Associates and worked there for Joan for 18 years, ended up owning the business and sold it to my partner, Joan's granddaughter, in December, and then started at the Art Association. So
nice.
I've been tickled. I've had a very nice journey. Very
yeah,
good.
Yeah, that's good. You were able to stay right here in the Fremont area.
Yes.
Boy, that's good for family too.
Very much so. Yes, yeah. We enjoy it.
Art Association, about how many members are there with the Fremont Area Art Association?
Yep. We have a couple hundred members currently, and we're just kicking off our membership drive for 2023. So people who are on our mailing list and who are current members can look for that information to come in their mailbox in the next month or so. But we are always looking to grow. And if you are an artist or someone who appreciates art or just wants to be philanthropic in the community and support this, if the humanities are important to you, then we encourage you to get involved. You don't have to be able to paint something in order to be part of our family. So, and it is a family. We are a very close-knit group of people that support each other and support the arts.
Yeah, you have a lot of different classes, not just for people who want to learn how to actually do some painting, but for youngsters too, don't you?
Right. Yep. We have a children's class once a month. We have a teacher artist who comes from Lincoln to support that class once a month. And they do all kinds of seasonal things. They do every topic. They do all different kinds of mediums. And it's a great way for kids to get involved and to get extra art. We're very fortunate that we have art as part of the curriculum in our public schools here. That is a huge blessing. But sometimes kids want more. They want more. Or if we have homeschool kids or kids who are just interested in more art, then we are here for them. And we're excited to have them be part of it, as well as our adult classes. We have adult classes every month, too, all different kinds.
So Pam's just kind of looking down over here. Were you an art person in school?
I did do some textile designs when I was at UNL in Lincoln.
So when I was in high school, we did have an art teacher. I actually made a life-size thinker out of plaster. Yeah, and actually took it and had it for a long time. Until it went to college with me. And then things began to happen to the thinker.
Dare we ask what's happening with it now?
It's no longer in existence. But we had some art in high school. So I think it's important for kids to have that in their curriculum, for sure.
And I think it's transitioning into art therapy now.
Very much so. Yes. Good point, Pam. So
what do you mean by art therapy? What does that mean?
Well, for example, we have a couple different members of our art association who serve and teach classes for different groups, underserved or needy groups here in town. We have one teacher who teaches the residents at the Lifehouse Emergency Shelter, and they use that program as either a reward or as art therapy for their residents. And we have another teacher who teaches the students at the North Star group for adults with developmental delays. Mm-hmm. And they're having an exhibit in November at our association for all of their pieces that they've created. And they're inviting their friends and family. And we are so excited to be a part of those different programs and to serve them. Because art's important. It is very therapeutic.
Yeah. Every month you have different exhibits. Let's kind of talk about, since October's kind of gone, let's talk a little. Did you have some scary stuff in there for October?
We had an exhibit for the Day of the Dead, and it will be up through past the Day of the Dead celebration. So it will be there through November 3rd. But coming in November, we are so excited. We have some really fun things coming. In our main Barbara Teleton Gallery, we have Fantastic Fibers with Dorothy Tuma. And that's a group of artists from a textile group, Pam, this is your jam, in Omaha. And they will have a collection of different pieces that are all textiles. And then in our Dugan Gallery, we have Lost and Forgotten, Images of World War I. And this is going to be a big one. Long story short, we have a member who was at an auction in Omaha, saw a box that she was intrigued by, bought the box, got it home, opened it up, and inside were thousands of original negatives of photographs of World War I.
Wow.
And so she partnered with one of our board members who helped her to preserve them and to print them. And these images are going to be on display in our gallery. And we're having a very special reception on November 11th, which is Veterans Day. And the reception's from 5 to 7 p.m. in the evening. It's free to attend. It's open to the public. We encourage everyone to come, especially veterans. Mm-hmm. We'll have a military vehicle display outside. We close the street outside the gallery. We'll have a poetry reading of a poem from World War I from the trenches. Lots of trench art and different artifacts from World War I, including uniforms and helmets. And then these rare unseen photographs.
About how many photographs in this exhibit?
We'll have about 38 that are actually printed, and then the remainders of them will go on a digital slideshow on TV. So we are excited to show that, and everyone's welcome to come and to view them and then to enjoy the slideshow and see the rest of them as well.
That's really cool. That just for somebody to find that and go, oh, wow, let's make something out of this.
It's such a unique opportunity. We're so excited to be a part of it.
Yeah, that'll be neat. Let's see, talk a little bit about December, too. What's going on in December?
Sure. Looking ahead to December in the Barbara Teleton Gallery, Dorothy Tuma and Fantastic Fibers will still be there. That's a two-month exhibit. Every once in a while we do that. Otherwise, we typically change them out monthly. And then in our Dugan Gallery, we have a very unique collection of presidential holiday cards. And that collection belongs to Alan Bierman. He was formerly the Secretary of State. And so he will be with us and have his personal collection of holiday cards there.
Huh, that's unique also.
Yeah.
A lot of good things going on. How about we play a song and then we'll come back and talk some more.
Perfect. Yeah.
We're with Lindy Janulevitz of the Fremont Area Art Association. Any significance to the Blake Shelton music that you're wanting to hear? You just like it?
Yeah, just like it. My friend helped me choose it, so this one's for Sophie.
All right, we'll be right back. Our first State Bank DJ show continues. Keep it right here on Fremont's Morning Mix. 8:44, we continue with our first State Bank DJ, Lindy Janulevitz, the Fremont Area Art Association, Pam England with First State Bank here to moderate, make sure we say the right things, right?
That's right.
You have the Artist Emporium Gift Shop. Tell us a little bit more about that, Lindy.
Yes. Well, as we talked about, we have our new space, which is street level. So the Emporium Gift Shop is there, and it's a really unique shop in that all of our members, if you're an artist and you're a member and you're willing to staff the gift shop one afternoon a month, then you're welcome to sell your pieces in the gift shop.
Oh, nice.
So we have photos from different photographers that are members. We have paintings, we have sculptures, we have pottery, we have textile pieces, we have quilts. Pam's mom has her art pieces there. She makes different tea towels and does embroidery.
Oh, nice.
So it's a lot of really very different, unique pieces and lots of neat gift ideas. So
I was going to say, holidays are coming up, so you probably have some of those kind of things.
Exactly. Our members are very good about switching out their inventory for the seasons. And so we have a lot of things coming in for the Christmas season. And if you're looking for something unique as a gift, or if you're looking to support local artists and support a community local shop, then we encourage you to stop by and find something wonderful and unique as a gift for your loved ones.
What are the hours of the gift shop?
The gift shop is open when the gallery is, and we're open Tuesday through Sunday, so we're closed on Mondays, and those hours are 1 to 4 p.m.
Okay. A lot of classes, as you said, go on throughout the weeks, and let's talk a little bit about that, not just for adults, but for kids, too.
Exactly, yes. We are very excited to be partnering with the library this year. Since they are under renovation, we're hosting a lot of their programming and events at our building. So together we have the Santa's Visit coming up on Thursday, December 1st from 6:30 to 7:30. And that's traditionally a library programming where Santa comes, Mrs. Claus comes, we have cookie decorating and crafting, all kinds of fun things for kiddos. And we have holiday shopping for the grown-ups in the Emporium, so lots of holiday things happening.
Mm-hmm.
And we also host Lego Club every Thursday. I have to be honest, my husband asked what the age limit was on Lego Club. There is no age limit. If you love Legos, join us at Lego Club.
Oh,
so
that's
we
good.
Have little all the way up to grown-ups. It's every Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m. And it's a neat program in that they build. They build on their
sure.
creation every week during the month. And then the last session of the month, they take it all apart and start over the next week. So we are excited to have that in one of our classrooms. And we're working to have an exhibit where the kiddos work to build their build. And then we have that on exhibit in the
yeah,
gallery.
That'd be,
so
I was
we'll keep
say.
You posted on those plans.
Okay.
But specifically, we have fun classes coming up. Our November class will be held on November 19th. It's James Audubon Recycled Owls. So the kiddos are going to create owls, kind of a fun fallish program. In December, on the 17th, we have Matisse Windows. That'll be a beautiful holiday-themed project for the kids. And on January 21st, we have Klaus Oldenburg Burgers. And my daughter's thrilled about that. They're creating these giant hamburgers. So
it's out of
paper and different materials. So lots of different things, lots of different topics, something for everyone. And those are all held on a Saturday.
Yeah, you have a lot going on.
We do. Our heads spin, but it's all good stuff.
Yeah, I know. I've had the pleasure of emceeing the annual event every once in a while, and that's a lot of fun, where they bring in the food and then they have the program, and
yes,
that's always good time. When is that still the same time of the year?
Yep, our annual gala happens in August, so we just came off of our 2022 gala, and we will turn around and spin around and then start planning our 2023 gala here in a couple months. And that will typically be in August as well.
Good deal. Again, let's kind of, the Lost and Forgotten is going to be a big deal coming up here real soon. Let's kind of go over that one more time, if you don't mind.
Sure. Yep. So we'll have rare unseen photos of World War I. They were all printed and created from original natives that were found in a box at an auction in Omaha. And the purchaser of the box, her name is Molly Millie Anderson. She's also a Fremont native. And she will be on hand at the reception on November 11th. And also our third Thursday luncheon. Don't forget about those. Every month we have a third Thursday lunch and learn. It's a catered lunch. And we ask that you would just call and make a reservation. You can pay that day. It's $15 per person. And the artist that is exhibiting always speaks and talks and tells a little bit about the exhibit. So Molly will be there to speak about the photos, and Ken Schuster, our local photographer and board member who printed the photos, will be available. Vince O'Connor from Yankee Peddler West, he is going to have some artifacts there, as well as some other individuals from the military group. At the reception, we'll have a military vehicle display, so we're excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
And just lots of interesting things, all centered around this photography exhibit and the fact that it's Veterans Day. So we're
and
excited about that.
You don't have to be a member to attend that. It's free for everybody, right?
Right. Yes. Yep. For both the luncheon and the reception. The luncheon, of course, is reservation
right.
and paid.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
the reception itself is free, and both are open to the public. You do not need to be a member to attend either one. So
okay.
we're hoping for a big crowd.
What does it cost to be a member of the Fremont Area Art Association?
Yeah, we have lots of different levels of membership. We have membership levels that are appropriate for families or for individuals. We have educator discounts and senior discounts. So it can go anywhere from a $20 student membership to $1,000+ patron membership. And like I mentioned, we rely on those memberships to help sustain our programming. And so we are very appreciative of the support that our members provide. And
okay.
we encourage everyone to go online or to send in a form and to join us.
Good, good. Christmas Walk will be here before we know it, and you'll be busy for that also, won't you?
We will, yes. Christmas Walk is happening on Saturday, November 26th, and we will have... We'll have treats, we'll have shopping, we'll have face tattoos for the kiddos and a special Christmas craft. They'll be making a little ornament to take home, a keepsake, and story time with the library as well. So we'll have holiday stories and holiday music and lots of fun things for people to enjoy.
Can we see a lot of this stuff online? Do you have stuff online?
Yes, we have our calendar online on our website, which is 92west.org. So all of our activities that we have coming up can be found there, as well as registration for the Lunch and Learn, our classes, and even our mini masterpiece kids camp, which is coming up over winter break. So for those parents who are looking for a little activity for the kiddos in the doldrum days of winter break, we've got you covered. So we have Mini Masters Kids Camp, which is happening Tuesday, January 3rd through Thursday, January 5th from 9:30 to 11:30. It will be appropriate for ages 7 through 14. All the supplies are included, and each day will have a different activity and art craft that they'll be learning. Pam, your mom's teaching one.
There we go. Probably the best way to register would be to go to the website for that, 92west.org.
Yes. Yep. Membership opens, so it's up there, and people can join there and join us. And our summer camp sold out, so we're anticipating this one to sell out, too. We're excited about it.
Good deal. Good deal. Well, let's play one more, and then we'll come back and wrap things up. We're talking with Lindy Janulek of the Fremont Area Art Association. I picked out little Kelsey Ballerini. Kenny Chesney is one of my favorite songs. Good one. We'll be right back here. Your First State Bank guest DJ. 8:56 here, Fremont's Morning Mix. Our First State Bank guest DJ, Executive Director Lindy Janulevitz with the Fremont Area Art Association with us, along with Pam England of First State Bank, as we kind of wrap up the show this morning. And what do you want to finish with?
Sure. Well, I'll just remind everyone that the Art Association is downtown, that it is free and open to the public. All of our exhibits are free. Everyone is welcome to come and take in quality art exhibits right here in their own backyard. We have great things coming up through the months of November and December, and we really encourage people to join us at our World War I exhibit on Veterans Day, November 11th. And to sign your kiddos up for all the fun things we have coming up in the coming months.
Yeah, 92west.org on the web, and you can check that out. You guys do a good job of keeping things up on the website, too.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Well, Pam, I know you have a connection. Your mom is at the Art Association quite often. Are you there also?
Not as much? No. I think my mom's there about weekly.
Maxine is amazing. She is one of our key volunteers. She coordinates all of our docents, that staff, and Pam is she's being humble. She was our incredible banker during our annual gala.
Oh, well, there you go.
So she kept us organized, and yes, she's a huge helper. We're good very deal. Appreciative.
Bank things going on. What do you have?
So we've got a couple trick-or-treating events in Arlington this weekend. On Saturday at the Arlington branch from 10 to 12, there will be trick-or-treating. And then the Arlington PTO group is going to have a trunk or treat at the Arlington High School in the parking lot from 2 to 4 on Sunday.
Okay. Yeah. I've heard a lot of cash will be handed out.
Oh, you bet.
Yeah. No. What? It'll be candy.
Chocolate coins, maybe?
Yeah, chocolate coins. There we go. The gold chocolate coins. And they won't melt, right? No.
Oh, it's supposed to be warm this weekend. So. The bubble gum.
And there we go. Pam, thank you. And I think that's going to wrap up the show. Thank you, Lindy, for coming in. A lot of good information.
Thank you.
Veterans Day exhibit is going to be really, really cool. I plan on attending that to take a look at those pictures.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You bet. I will let Jordan Davis take over here, Fremont's Morning Mix. We'll be back to wrap it up. Good morning.